What I'd like to show you now is a hobby, a lifelong hobby, that if I live to be about 120, I hope it will become a collection by that time.
So you say this is a lifetime's hobby. Can you remember the first time you got a doll's house? Was that where it started as a child?
I never had a doll's house as a child. However, as a child, I always enjoyed imaginative playing. I was a dolls and teddy bears kind of child. I loved nothing that, like, more than filling the pram with the dolls and teddies, taking them off for a little and making tea for them and then tucking them up in bed and all that kind of thing. So when I then got some doll's house furniture, and I remember getting a set of doll's house furniture on a card and box. It was a Christmas present. This was just another extension of imaginative play. Now, I had an idyllic childhood, but we lived in a very small house, and there were five of us. So there wasn't a lot of space for things, big toys like dolls' houses. So I never actually had a doll's house, but I did collect dolls' house furniture. And I used to play upstairs on the landing where there was patterned carpet. And the squares on the carpet were the rooms in the house, you see. And so then I would get out my tin with the doll's house furniture and lay it all out. And of course, the beauty of that is that it can be a house or it can be a hospital. You don't put the table out, you put just the beds. And so you can make it whatever you fancy it being at that time. Fast forward to about when I was in my 40s, and my mother and I were on holiday. We were in the Cotswolds, and we were in Broadway, walking down the main street, where there used to be a lovely shop that sold, amongst other things, doll's houses, doll's house furniture. Irresistible. We went in to have a look around, and there was this doll's house. Not a collector's item, a play, very much for play value. And it somehow reminded me of the house that I grew up in. And my mother bought it for me for my birthday. Then I came home and I got out my box that had survived, you know, when we're getting older and you're told, you're too old for this now, you don't need it. So it survived that transition, this box of doll's house furniture, and I still had it. I opened it up, put it in the house, and that's the first thing that I would like to show you. Okay, it's a house that was bought 20-odd years ago, but inside it is 1950s doll's house furniture.
Oh my goodness.
Do you want to come and have a look?
Yes, please.
Right, come with me. I have a little room off the sitting room where I, because you're looking surprised, because until I opened the door, you didn't know this was here.
I had no idea this is here.
This is lovely, because if I keep the door closed, my childhood obsession can then be hidden from the world, you see, and nobody needs to know what a child I really am. Now, here's the house. As you can see, it's quite plain. So if we take the front off, which is just held on with a couple
of
magnets.
My goodness.
Inside, we've got just basically four rooms. In the hall, we've got Grandpa on the phone, but the phone is nearly as big as Grandpa. So you can see how this has play value rather than it's not to scale. But let's look at the figures and see how the figures, because we've got a whole family living here. We've got grandparents, we've got mum and dad, we've even got the baby in a little chair with some ice cream. Now, I have to tell you that's ice cream, because you might think it just looks like a piece of plastic.
I thought it was soap, actually. I can see it now. It's fine.
No, it's fine. It's all about imagination. But look how these figures were made. This is, in fact, metal underneath, wound with cotton wound over to make the flesh-coloured legs.
Oh, my gosh. And
the metal feet, they're just painted blue for his shoes, this little boy. And the clothes are either wound on, or in this case, felt that has been stitched on. And then we've got a little bit of wool glued in place. You can see where the glue has just kind of hasn't really stood the test of time. Now, you could position these, but of course you can't position them too much because it's metal and it would snap. So he's leaning up against...
There
we are. We'll put him back where he was, in the sitting room.
Having a look in the games cupboard, I think.
In the games cupboard, yes. The fact that he could fit in the games cupboard. But this just shows you its play value. Now, if we look at the kitchen down here, you can see that
that the kitchen was something that I was obsessed with because it's got the most things in it. We've got everything. We've got food. We've got a nice piece of beef there. And we've got bread on the table, a little bit of salmon on the plate there. We've also got a few. We've got Grandma doing the ironing there. Lovely old-fashioned vacuum cleaner.
Oh, look at that. That's brilliant.
Now, there we are. 1950s. Eat your heart out, James Dyson. This is not. This would be very familiar to somebody of my generation. The big square-fronted Hoover with a fabric bag on it. This is very true to life. A black fabric bag on it with a little bit of decoration. A very faithful reproduction of a Hoover of the times.
Oh, do you look at the frying pan?
Yes. Now there we are. Now here's where imagination comes into it. Little plastic frying pan, but in actual fact, the things that are in it, they look quite tasty, don't they?
They do.
Yeah. There was something that my father used to make in his factory, and he brought a little bit of an offcut home, and I thought, ooh, that would go in, and I cut it up to put in the frying pan.
My gosh.
Looks quite tasty, Jude, though, doesn't it?
It does.
You see, but this is where your imagination can just run riot. We've got a nice old-fashioned toaster there with a couple of slices of bread in it, and a biscuit tin. That the sort of thing you would find in the shops of the time, because it's got a glass inset on the lid, and of course that's how they'd be in the shops at the time, so you could see the biscuits, which would then be taken out and put in a paper bag.
Oh, look, there's the umbrella.
There's the umbrella, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
The umbrella and somebody's hat on the hat stand.
I have no problem in believing that as soon as you leave this room, these figures come to life looking at this.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, this is perfectly true. Yeah, you've got it, Beth. You've clearly got it.
Now, oh, look, there's a bird cage.
Oh, yes, we've got a budgie in the cage at the back there. Nice old-fashioned wireless on the top of the dresser there. And let's just have a look. What Mother is in the corner here, and she's just going to switch the television on. Now, let's just bring the television out. So, you get, and of course, this is the television of the 50s, and it's freezed complete in the cabinet with a very small screen.
They're watching Coronation Street.
Exactly. But I had to write that on because, of course, it was just a plain screen. So they're watching Coronation Street just like we did. And a little daffodil in a bowl on the top of the television, as you do. So let's just pop that back. Because Mother's just standing there. She's just switched it on. And Father's in the armchair.
He's just come in from work, I think.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, that's right. And they're just going to get settled down. But there we've got a couple of cups of tea and the teapot on the little coffee table there. So there we are. All of that. I wouldn't dream of adding a thing to it because all of that is of an era. And that
works perfectly.
And that's my childhood all in one house.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll pop the front back on that. Now, I want to show you next something that is incredibly special. And this I can claim no credit for at all, except that I was out one day and in Ramsey, down in St Paul's Square, there is a shop called Model World, which sells model planes and all of that kind of thing and dolls' house things. And I was walking past one day, trying to be very strong-willed and not go in. And in the window was the house I'm going to show you now. And she, completely made by this genius lady who I don't know, never met her. And she had put it in the shop to be sold because she wanted the space to make something else. And I fell in love with it. And I would have gone without food for a month in order to be able to buy it. Actually, for what it is, it was very, very reasonably priced. And this house gives me as much pleasure today just looking at it and wishing I was small enough to live in it as it did from the day that I got it. Now, this is 1/24th scale, which is very small. 1/12th scale is a doll's house that you would most commonly find. This is 1/24th. So that gives you an idea. It's on a turntable because it opens in sections. So if I turn this around, you can see the style of it. We've got it's got a lovely quirky roof at different levels with lovely tall chimneys, cream walls, and with a beautifully irregularly slated all the roofs, and we've got all the gable ends and the drain pipes picked out in a lovely burgundy. As we turn it around, we can see there's an orangery at the side here.
And their plants are doing very well.
They're beautiful, yes. Now, they really need to be picked. Look, there's oranges there. They really need to be picked, don't they? So, shall we have a look inside?
Yes, please.
Okay, so if we start here, it opens section by section. Let's open here. And we're looking at two levels here. On the ground floor, we're looking at the dining room, which I would say has got a kind of a Regency feel to it. Would you agree?
That, definitely. Yeah.
And so we've got, it's quite conventionally laid out. We've got a lovely big breakfront bookcase, a nice oval dining table with a coffee set on it, four dining chairs to match with lovely green upholstery, and some beautiful rich red curtains, nets, of course, to keep a little bit of privacy. And a lovely ornate lamp on the windowsill there. And upstairs, beautiful bathroom, nice claw-footed bath. And everything, even down...
Toilet roll.
But of course, do things properly. Everything's right. Now, this, Beth, is a collector's house. Everything is perfectly to scale. Every detail... In the bathroom, there's a lovely dresser with all the little jars and pots and of cosmetics and things at the back there. It is all perfectly to scale.
There's even a little towel rail.
Yeah, exactly. There we are.
My goodness.
So that's that section. We move it around, close that up, come around here. Now, this is the next section that we open, which is the kitchen.
Oh, my goodness me.
And what can you see there?
Oh, look at that. So you've got that wonderful range, you know, very traditional cooking goes on in this house. The mop and bucket.
Mop and bucket, because we've got a nice stone floor here. We've got the kind of stone sink.
Stink there.
That I knew you would know the right. I was struggling. I knew there was a place I ought to know. But if we open, we've got a tall cupboard here with a nice casserole pot on the top of it. If we open this... cupboard here very carefully.
Oh no, it's there's got plates.
All the plates are stacked up there. And again, now there's somebody about, but we haven't seen them yet.
No.
How do we know there's somebody about, Beth?
Well, there's pastry rolling is going on the table in
exactly.
The middle there.
So clearly the person who's cooking has just popped outside, probably to the kitchen garden to maybe get some herbs. See, you see how. Even subconsciously, you're building a world, aren't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yep. You're living here with me, aren't you?
Oh, I would love to. This is just idyllic.
So that's...
But even the windows and everything, just beautifully done.
It is. I would love to have had a chance to meet the lady, just to tell her how much pleasure I'm getting from what she did. Now, if we open the next section, we're looking at the hallway. And again, this is, you can tell this is a true collector's item because everything works. Look at the staircase compared with our 1950s house. This, it's a spacious hallway and we've got a lovely staircase with a proper stair rail with newel posts. And it goes in three directions up onto a landing with proper doors and lovely long pendant light fitting. But we can also, in this section, see the roof space.
Oh, and there are a couple of little creatures in there.
And what do we find? What do we keep up in the attic? A roll of linoleum.
For no reason at all.
Yeah, it might come in, you see. And the cat's got up there. And who's behind the cat?
A little mouse.
A little mouse. All perfectly to scale.
It's just...
So there we are. And then I just need to take you round here because this will give you an opportunity to meet the lady of the house.
I was hoping there was going to be somebody at home.
There she is.
Just in the bedroom. Oh, she must be going to a special event.
That's right. How do we know that?
Because she has her two hats on the bed and she's deciding which one to wear.
That's right. She's attired in green. She has a green two-piece on and she's just deciding whether it's going to be the slightly lemony coloured hat or whether the one that's slightly different shade of green. And then underneath, that she's in the bedroom doing that. And then down below is the sitting room with again, with a with a... That's just somebody in the kitchen. It's all right. It's just the cook. Come back in the kitchen. It's all right. Yeah, she's just popped back in. It's all right. That's okay. No worries. And so there we have the sitting room down below. Again, a Regency feel with a high back settee. And that, Beth, gives me the most enormous pleasure.
Oh.
But you see, that again is perfect in itself. It's and it. This is where I say it's a collector's creation. It's perfectly to scale, and yet it's got all that imagination in it, hasn't it?
Really? Do you know, I'm almost surprised not to see smoke coming out of the chimneys.
It does. It does, but only when we're not here.
Abbey Dental, sponsors of Late Lunch for all aspects of today's dental care. Highly recommended throughout the Isle of Man.